Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseman Terang playing up the middle. Pitch is swung on and driven high in the air, deep to center. Churio back, warning track, and there it goes. A long home run to center. Tommy Pham hits home run number one as a Pirate. And it's 3-0 here in the fourth.
How about that? Joe Block there on the call saying that the Brewers had him played up the middle. You should have had him 419 feet up the middle. Behind the fence in center field. You ready for what I'm about to do?
Yes.
We are family. Outfielder can finally see. How about that? You get him some contacts. This guy's turning into Mickey Mantle out there. I actually do feel good for Tommy Pham.
I got to give that one to you.
Let's go. Starkey would be proud of that.
That was good.
I feel good for Tommy Pham because we've criticized him a lot, and deservedly so, and we've criticized Ben Cherington for Tommy Pham, and really it's much more on Cherington than it is on Pham. It's not Pham's fault that he hasn't been very good and hasn't been good for the last few years. It's Ben Cherington's fault that he paid him $4 million and his fault that they continue to pencil him in from time to time in the lineup. So Tommy has been battling through this eye issue, I guess, all year. And the last two games, he's looked really good. That's not the biggest takeaway, but, well, frankly, I just wanted to sing my little song.
That was good.
That's a good win for the Buccos last night.
Yes, it is.
But I think my biggest takeaway was, what the hell was Don Kelly doing to take Braxton Ashcraft out of the game? He pitches 3 innings, was flawless. That guy's stuff is really good, Don.
Mm-hmm.
97
that was
with
his
that
first starting game, though,
run.
Right?
First start?
Yes.
He only threw 35 pitches. He had thrown 40 his last time out. He had thrown 50 in his first appearance with the Pirates this year. So it's not as if the guy couldn't have gone deeper into the ballgame. And you replace him with a guy who has been up and down this season in Hunter Stratton, who threw 40 pitches in one inning, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, and they let him go out there to start the next inning. So, hey, this was a day to celebrate. Hooray, Tommy Pham. Yes, Nick Gonzalez, David Bednar, a lot of takeaways. But Donnie Kelly has the Pirates at 20-22 since he's taken over as field manager. And when we asked the question, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, do you think he's done enough already to be the manager next year? We both said, wait and see. I'm still in the wait and see phase, man. And I think that he's a better manager than Derek Shelton. He's gotten more out of the same roster than Shelton did, but he's on pace to win 76 games if you extrapolated it over a full season, which is exactly as many games as they won each of the last 2 years. I'm not saying he can't come back next year, but stuff like last night does give me pause.
I was okay with it. Like I kind of wanted, like I'm glad that that happened whenever he pulled Ashcraft like that, because like you do run the risk. It's the first start of Ashcraft's career.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had been playing, obviously, out of the bullpen and coming in situations. But you run the risk of, all right, this young guy is having a good outing, right? And you do run the risk of, all right, like, let's see how many more pitches he can throw. And say he throws 10 more pitches, 20 more pitches, and he has an inning like
Stratton did.
And then you just ruin that whole confidence.
Yeah.
You ruined the whole thing. So pulling the trigger, I guess, or pulling the rope at the time that they did and Don Kelly did, I kind of liked it because now you preserved his confidence. Now he could go back and be like, all right, I can do this. And you didn't kind of ruin anything that he had going.
I see where you're coming from.
Stuff. I kind of liked it. That's probably an opposite take of a lot of people. And I know a lot of people wanted to see him keep going. And obviously yourself being one of them, but I kind of liked it because it's like the guy's doing really good. He's shown that he has good stuff. We know that he has good stuff. Let's kind of protect him a little bit and take him out before something bad might happen.
Yeah, I can see that logic. And they probably only planned for him to go three innings.
Right, that too.
And we know sometimes they're married to their plan, particularly when it comes to these bullpen games. So it might not even have been Don Kelly's decision. This might have come from on high, which I like the field manager to be in charge of the day-to-day and in-game moves, but when you have these bullpen games, sometimes that's not the case. The biggest takeaway from the game, there are two actually, I think. Number one, this team continues to just throw out good young arms. Now, Ashcraft's been in the bullpen for a little while now. He's got an ERA under 1.5. Mike Burrows has shown that he's got major league quality stuff. We haven't even seen Barco. We haven't seen Bubba Chandler, who's fallen on hard times in AAA, but he's still one of the best prospects, if not the best prospect now, with Roman Anthony being called up to the big leagues in all of Major League Baseball. This team has so many arms that it makes me want to scream into the void and rip all my hair out. How could you, Ben Cherington, have built this roster to the point where you've got one of the best young pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball, and you couldn't have stumbled backwards into a couple of hitters? You have three or four more hitters, and that sounds like a lot, but it's really not. When you're talking about 6 years of drafting, developing, and acquiring guys, you have three or four more hitters. You're in a playoff spot right now, or you're fighting for a playoff spot right now. The bullpen has really taken shape. We know what Dennis Santana is. David Bednar looks like David Bednar again. Ashcraft in the bullpen. We saw Shugart last night. Ferguson. This is a good bullpen. All of a sudden. So you've got a good rotation with help still on the way. You've got a good bullpen. And then you look at the lineup and it's, what the frig, man? Mm-hmm. You're so close to having the formula down. But while you've built up one side to where it's not flawless, but you've done a great job. And then the other side, when you're talking about the lineup, you've done nothing. It just, it's so frustrating.
Could Ashcraft be a tradable asset?
Yes.
Maybe that's why they pulled him too. Maybe that there's a bigger.
That is.
Look at this.
That is something that, whether it's Ben Cherington or another general manager, and that's exactly where I was going, you have to be bold. We had Dan Zangrilli on yesterday, and that's what he said too. That he thinks, listening to Ben Cherington on Sunday, that Ben Cherington's about to shake stuff up. You need to give to get. And the famous Ben Cherington quote from last year, was it? You have to be comfortable saying no. Nah, man. You got to be bold. Ray Shiro was bold. He gives up a lot, at least we thought at the time, for Marian Hossa. He gave up a lot for Jerome Iginla. And those two deals didn't wind up leading to championships, but they were bold moves. He goes out, he gets Billy Guerin. He goes out and he gets Chris Kunitz. You need to be bold. Whenever it wasn't working with him and he laid the foundation, you hire Jim Rutherford, who was bold. He goes out and he gives up a 40-goal scorer in James Neal, takes something off his roster. One of the hardest things to get in that sport, a 40-goal scorer, turns that into a guy who was not as good from a production standpoint. He turns it into Patrick Hornquist. You have to be willing to give to get. That's what Ben Cherington needs to do. You've got all this good young pitching. You need to move some of it to get hitters up in here. You've got it in spades. Move off of some of it. And that means if you're going to have to trade Bailey Falter because he's been really good and he's cost effective, and so that would be yearned for by another team, maybe you give that up. Or because Mitch Keller has been an innings eater these last few years and he's affordable by other team standards, maybe you give him up. And then it's money in for money out, that kind of thing. We know they're going to move off of Andrew Heaney. And we know that at least Ben Cherington's been able to backfill the rotation whenever they have had holes. But they traded Quinn Priester last year. That's not bold. And you get Billy Cook, woohoo, who you won't let play in the majors.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? You trade Luis Ortiz because he's expendable. He had a great year last year. You feel like you're selling high. All you can get is Spencer Horwitz. I'm not talking about the guys you're comfortable giving up. You might have to give up a guy that you're not comfortable giving up. Maybe that's a Burrows. Maybe that's an Ashcraft. Or maybe you really want to shake it up, and it's a Bubba Chandler. But if the Pirates are going to get where they need to go, Ben Cherington needs to be bold. And you need to be uncomfortable. And he has not been willing to be uncomfortable. 412-928-9370. Drives me nuts. How do you look at what you have from a lineup construction standpoint and not think, oh, what do we have a lot of? Let me give up what we got a lot of to get something we have nothing of. Other big takeaway from last night is Nicky G. We had a conversation last week, Dorn, about which players you can build around moving forward. We'll get into Nicky G when we come back. David Bednar was great again. Perhaps they trade him. And what do the Brewers have that the Pirates don't? Boy, there's a lot to get to.
There is. There sure is.
We also have to get to Emmanuel Acho, who has let ring culture just break his brain. A very funny moment that went viral on social media yesterday. We'll get to that at some point this hour. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Right now, it's an intern Dom fan headline. Dom fan headline. What's his name? Intern Dom fan headline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.